elephant man out of safari. Oh my god, it's in here. Oh, it's quite a lot of spit. Spit on the mic.
Spat all over me.
14:49 AM, URB. Your campus, your station, your soundtrack.
Hi, I'm Dan Kroll.
Hi, I'm Millerat.
Hi, this is Rob from Little Comet.
Hi, this is Lucas from Maximo Park.
We are New City Kings.
Hey, we're Thumpers, and you're listening to 14:49 AM URB.
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 Hello, I'm Greg James, and you are listening to URB. 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 Radio for the student generation. You don't have to use that bit.
14:49 AM URB's Freshers Week podcast.
What's your best chat-up line?
Feel this. What's that? Boyfriend material.
I don't have chat-up lines. I'm more straightforward than that.
So you just
say, come back and me.
Do you stop rivers? Because damn!
So as always, we're keeping you on top of your agenda because you might be struggling a little bit because you're going to have to organise your own behaviour.
You may not be able to read the website at this point because your vision is so blurry from sleep deprivation.
So what we've got for you today to go to is your departmental inductions as always, but freshers... Freshers' Fair! Freshers' Fair is on today!
If anyone's a bit confused as to what Freshers' Fair is, it's not where you can select from a lineup of freshers. What it actually is loads and loads of free stuff.
We're back. How you doing? It's a Wednesday night. 9 o'clock. Which means one thing, it's last night of the night with me, Louis Field. This is Apollo Brown, the answer.
So Hubert sent in a little
problem.
Hey, Willie and Milo, you guys are both so cool.
Yeah.
I heard one of Milo's tracks on SoundCloud the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got like almost 500 plays.
Oh, my God, yeah, it has.
Milo must be so fit. But anyway, he's such a talented producer. Please, can you tell me how I can be a producer? Because I want to impress girls like you too.
Right. Okay, well, first tip. It's not about actually producing the music.
What's
it's about the image of being a producer. So I'd say go for like maybe get a, you know, hire a kind of private photographer or something.
And get some promo shots done.
Yeah, but you have to be like pulling, like it has to be a really like not well lit room, kind of moody atmosphere.
Black outfit.
Maybe like not really looking at the camera, like just looking really moody, that's quite good.
Adele there, we're Set Fire to the Rain.
That song will always have a special place in my heart.
Will it take
it will always remind me of how my last relationship ended. Basically, her name was Lorraine, and I set fire to her.
So.
Well, the most important thing when you're making a track, obviously, is the reverb.
Nah, it's not. See, everyone thinks that reverb is like, you know, the kind of godly effect. It's not about that.
What would you do, Milo?
It's just the volume, mate.
Really?
You turn the volume all the way up, okay, especially on the bass channels. The bass channels and the kick drum channels, they need to be redlining. reaching the sky, like literally they're so high, and then they just get this really nice horrible like distorted sound.
Yeah.
And you can't really hear anything, it just makes you feel sick. Yeah. And then like maybe like compress it, but like over compress it so much. This is a bit, mate, we're getting a bit techie here. I think our listeners back home won't really understand what I'm talking about, but maybe a few will, so I don't know.
Goodbye, Scooter.
Goodbye.
That was Scooter, the Logical Song. Nice bit of cheesy 2002.
Gave away the year.
Damn it! I forgot we were doing that. Well, that's the year. Hopefully, you weren't listening to that.
Do you want to play me sometime, Lyndon?
Oh, hi, ha.
No, I actually was serious.
What, you want to play badminton?
Yeah, should we play?
I will destroy you.
I think you underestimate my skill,
especially
with a shuttlecock.
With your gammy arm.
Do it. My gammy arm will heal. A fresher bit me and gave me rabies. That's why my arm is all...
No, she had the implant removed.
Oh my god.
Buzz.
We're looking at the issues regarding Britain's membership of the European Union. This discussion comes at a time of debate surrounding the Conservative Party's referendum promise if they win the next general elections. Tonight, we'll be hearing from a number of experts and voices in the European membership and elections field. We'll be speaking to Oliver Lewis, Research Director at Business for Britain.
EU red tape was a major factor.
Petros Fasoulis, Chairman of the European Movement.
Erasing barriers and keeping Britain outside of that common space that we call European Union will indeed compromise the future of young Britons.
And coming up later, we'll also be hearing from Dr. Anna Rita Crisicello about what the election on Beppe Grillo in Italy will mean for party politics across Europe.
Response in some way to the crisis of political parties, the historical political parties.
This week is Dying Matters Week in the UK. Talking about death is something people understandably feel uncomfortable about, but it is something that we all need to do. The director for the centre is Professor Tony Walter. He's also the only death studies professor in the world. As such, Professor Walter has kept a keen eye on how the study of death and funerals has been changing over the last few decades.
Well, I've been studying this now since the late 1980s, and the field has changed enormously.
But of course, even those funerals that appear the most unorthodox often have sentimental meaning to those performing them.
I did the funeral of a gentleman that worked in a circus and was fourth or fifth generation circus family, and it was probably one of the most tender, respectful funerals I've ever done, but it included many circus skills, and it included people coming up to the crematorium on unicycles and clowns dressed in their clothes, and he in fact was dressed as a clown because that's what he'd been.
URB.
Hello there, it's the last Thursday of term, it's 1 o'clock here, 1449 AM URB, and we are starting the countdown of URB's top 100 songs of the year.
That was the absolutely beautiful Michael Bublé with, ironically, It's a Beautiful Day. Coming up next, we have the equally beautiful band Arcade Fire. At number 59, it's Reflector.
At number 2, it's the super controversial but super catchy Robin Thicke with Blurred Lines.
URB's Top 100 of 2013.
And now straight into the number one you've been waiting for. It is Macklemore and Ryan Lewis with Can't Hold Us.
Good afternoon and hello. Welcome to Push 2014, a brand new one-off end-of-year special that is gazing into your biggest crystal ball and looking at 10 of the hottest new artists in the world right now that we're tipping for success over the next 12 months. Ruin Brothers and Blood Runs Wild.
Literally cannot get enough of them. I love them so much. I just want more. Like, I'm sat there listening to their songs, listening to like the playlist of like all the songs they have, and it's just not enough.
Lizzie's about to fall off her chair.
Yeah, we're excited. They're just so good and they're so unique, and I can't. They're going to bring out an album next year that I'm going to buy.
Bonjour et bienvenue à la première émission de la French Chat de 2014. Et justement, on va commencer aujourd'hui en parlant des grands événements de 2013 et en parlant un peu des fêtes de 2014. Mais d'abord, je vous présente Emily.
Salut.
Amélie.
Salut.
Et Emily.
Salut.
Hey there, you're listening to 1449 AM URB, and in celebration of Record Store Day 2014, we've gone into our library and we've found the best of our vinyls from the last 40 years.
Hello and welcome from the United URB studio. It's Lee Allen, it's Ollie Scringer, and it's James Murray here with Touchline Headbutt, the football show.
And I'm joined in the studio by the Cadbury Sisters.
Not like Chase and Stacey's drum and bass.
No, we're not allowed to say... Our manager says we're not allowed to say that we're anything but folk. But in our heads, we're like
we're
rock.
Alternative punk rock.
Yeah. We're letting our 15-year-old grunge rockers out. Yeah.
All eyes on you. Feast upon you. Lolita. Lolita.
And today in the studio, I'm joined by the Fragile Bones.
you want something better than just mediocre.
Hi.
And today's a bit different because we're not in the studio, we're out in the SU. So if you're up on Bath campus, come and pop and see us.
We have an absolutely awesome show coming up for you. It's a special one. We've got some of our friends over from Bath Spa. It sort of is Bath versus Bath Spa, but I don't want to say it too often on air. But there is a lot riding on this guy. You're representing your university.
It claims to be the first bar to open since the liberation, but it's a disputed claim. Almost every bar in town claims to be the first free human establishment. I get a seat at the bar and hunch over a freshly poured glass of swill. It tastes like distilled metal, but it soothes my pounding headache and makes the piece in my jacket seem a lot lighter.
So welcome to the second session of Questions to Candidates, where today we'll be hearing from the Community Officer candidates.
Rent prices have once again risen in Oakfield Park. Now, considering that Bath is one of the most expensive cities to be a student in, how are you going to combat the growing deficit between the cost of living and the financial support available to students? Any of you? As I'm not the candidates once we first started again.
So, following that, I'm now back in our pop-up studio, and I'm joined again by Ellie Hines, who's SU president. Ellie, how do you think that went between the three candidates?
I think it's a difficult one to call just watching it. All three of them come from three sort of different areas of the community, as well as umbrella. But none of them, I think, really shone in what their background knowledge was. Tommy maybe edged it a little bit, but I was expecting a bit more from each of them in what their strengths are, but I didn't get that really.
I think more than ever now, Radio 1 is looking towards student radio much more than it ever has. And in terms of on-air talent, I can't remember the last time that Radio 1 pulled somebody from a commercial radio station. Mm. It's much more likely to be student radio, absolutely, I think, now, in terms of production and on-air presentation as well.
If you listened last year, you will know that at the Student Radio Awards 2013, we won Best Student Radio Chart Show, which means Scott was very nicely gift-wrapped and sent a taxi to URB this morning.
You won me in the competition.
Yeah, basically.
So I'm on. I need to say as well, this has been the first ever visualised student chart today, where you could actually see us on camera on the website. But as soon as you know one is definitely a RZA Kicks song, shout out your name as quickly as you can, all right?
Yep, yeah.
Okay, start reading out the RZA Kicks tracks.
Raw.
I Knew You Were Trouble.
Cold Desert.
Miss Cigarette.
Are You Mine?
Katie!
Well, okay, Katie, what are you saying?
For Miss Cigarette.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
Your goes to Sunday! Yes!
Yes, Katie!
Katie, that was a good one.
Well done.
Okay, which means we have a brand new number one this week, and that comes from The Vamps, new single from them called Last Night.
And Brad is on the phone now. Good afternoon, Brad.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm very happy, yes. That's awesome. Great news.
So, Brad, you are number one, so do you want to introduce your track?
Awesome. Thank you very much. We're The Vamps, and this is our track, Last Night. I hope you enjoy it.
Number one on the student chart. Speak to you soon, Brad.
Yeah. See you soon, man.